Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Welcome, my friends, to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor and change advocate. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we go to inspire people to live their best lives. Today, we are talking about the nervous system and how much the nervous system knows and how much you can play with your nervous system. Pleasure, safety, and big word, parasympathetic power. What is parasympathetic power? We have two nervous systems. We hear about them and we talk about them. One is fight, flight, freeze, please. That is the activated nervous system or the sympathetic nervous system. And let me tell you, it's really not about sympathy. It's about getting up and going and running and fighting and surviving. And then there's this other nervous system that we just don't give a lot of attention to in our world these days. Rest, digest, relax, reproduce, rejuvenate, recover, reset. Oh, my friends, all those R words are relaxation. Come on, that's the parasympathetic. That's how we reconnect. That's how we hit control, alt, delete, and reset our operating systems. And we have not been trained how important that is. Or maybe you were, but I certainly was not. And we certainly haven't been trained how to activate this nervous system of ours, this reset button, this recharge button, rejuvenate, repair. Like, we live in a world that is go, 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 on guard, live your life, keep your, you know, keep all your engines running. But my friends, the fastest race car driver knows to win the race, you gotta stop. You gotta actually get out of the car. And you have to have your support staff change your tires and your gas and all the oil and whatever else they do in those pit stops. But so many of us were not trained that that's important. And the funny part, right, I'm a physician, and there's no more important part of repairing your body than resting and recovering and restoring to get back to better health. But in the world that I was trained in, right, this is, you know, I went to medical school in the 80s, I guess, right, from 1985 to 1989, and then trained from 1990 to 95. And all my brilliance at repairing my body by prioritizing sleep, by prioritizing gentle runs, by eating for fun and pleasure. No, we were trained in the whole medical system of like, go, 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 go. The hell with sleep, eat on the run, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the OR between cases. And those were not good for our bodies. That was not good for us to make the best decisions for our patients. We were like literally trained how to stay in the activated survival system. What if taking the time for pleasure wasn't like the hot fudge and the cherry on top? But what if it really was essential to our health? Because my friends, it is. Pleasure is so critical for your body to know you are playing with your life. You are having the time of your life. Your life is your life. It's your play. It's like you are the starring role in this movie that is your life, and every experience is a new chapter, a new episode. How many seasons of your life are you going to have? Right? If it's a Netflix show, how many chapters if it's a book? How many songs if it's an album? And this really is your final performance. There isn't a do-over as far as we know. Now, we could talk about reincarnation and future lives, but what we know for sure is in this form, in this avatar, as this Tina Cooper Smith, I get one shot. And if I'm not having fun while I'm here, if I'm living in my inner survivor child, terrorized that I'm going to die at any moment, my machine, my body never actually gets to rest, rejuvenate, recharge. My digestion doesn't even work right. Because when we're in on guard mode, the heart and the muscles are getting everything, and our digestion gets compromised. Our curiosity gets compromised because we are laser focused on survival mode, and we are interpreting all the stuff coming at us as threats instead of joy and play. And so we stop playing with life. Instead, we're fighting with life. And how does war and fighting, does it ever have winners? There's no winners in war, my friend. Yeah, you can say one country won, one country lost, but everybody loses in war. Civilians die, soldiers die, the way we live dies. Societies have to be rebuilt all over again. Sometimes we slide back into the dark ages and we lose the brilliance of the collaboration that was part of the playing with life and supporting each other. So playing with life means realizing life is a story. And everything that happens to us is part of that story. And if we're alive, the story I tell myself, my friends, my patients, if I'm alive and breathing, it means I am okay. And everything else is story. And I can change that story. I can edit it. I can give it a new soundtrack. I can make it have a different ending. I can make different choices. I can breathe differently with it. And so, life, everything is a gift. Sometimes those gifts, I joke, are wrapped in poo-poo and caca. But everything is a funny gift for our story. And it's how we play with that story that will determine whether we are the hero or the victim in our story of life. And so our survivor child that is terrorized from birth, that they're alone on this planet and no one's going to come to save them. Well, they're right. We need to save ourselves. No one's coming to save you. And simultaneously, not, what is it, 7, 8 billion people are all strangers ready to save you if you play with them. First day of school, you can hide and see all your classmates as these scary people that look different from you, act different from you, come from a different family, they're strangers. Or you could play with them. You can play show and tell and bring your toy. I have this toy, what do you have? And get curious and play. And kids do that really well. When we make life about playing, we actually tell our bodies we're safe. And when we tell our bodies we're safe, the body can shut down that on-guard mechanism, and we could play even more deeply on the playground. And so pleasure and safety are so intertwined, because when we make it all about play, then the body knows we're safe. And when the body knows we're safe, the wise parent, the wise, actually the wise grandparent shows up. That unconditional love for life itself and for you in this body right now, right here, this wise 90-year-old version of you shows up as like, oh, this is chapter one or this is chapter 35 in a long storyline. And so all of a sudden, you're playing with life, and the body goes, yep, you're safe to play. And the play and the pleasure gets even better, and the curiosity gets even better. And then you rewire the networks in your brain to believe in safety. And so then the level of sympathetic activation, fight and flight, goes down. And the nerves that wire together fire together. So if you spend more time looking at life as your personal play and your pleasure, then you're going to be able to get back to that safety mode, that pleasure mode, that much quicker. And sometimes play is as simple as petting a furry cat who decided to join me this morning. So it's also really critical, not only that you play and you prioritize pleasure, but you know how your body, not your mind, but your body actually accesses play and pleasure. And so everybody has different nervous systems. We come out of the womb with different DNA. We come out of the womb with different proteins attached to that DNA. That was because mom had different proteins and different DNA, and grandmom had different experiences too. So we're pre-programmed with our historical lineage. And we're reprogrammed with the stories that get told to us in our families of origin, in our schools that we go to, in the countries we live in, and the societies we live in. And those can set us up on guard. Nobody's safe. Stay in your family. Stay in your lane. Never go out of the lane. Or they can be more open and more flowy. And so getting curious too of, which belief system is mine to hold? And which belief system did I get from mom and grandmom and their body? And the microbiome, I've talked about this before, that's the bacteria that are living in and on and with us. And my friends, they too determine all the neurotransmitters in your body. And your foods determines which amino acids get turned into neurotransmitters. So all of that interacts with your nervous system, which interacts with pleasure, play, and safety. And so it's not about the blame game of, oh, mom said this and grandma said this. And it's not about yelling at how you've done life up to today. But you have a choice, my friends. You can live life the way you've always lived, or you can pivot. You can activate pleasure and play and safety. And so when we come back from break, let's talk about activating pleasure, play, safety, so you can rejuvenate, restore, recover, repair, rest, digest, reproduce, and play with this one amazing gift that is this human experience of life. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your host and witchy doctor, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Let's go.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspire Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Your Healing Playground. You are listening to Dr. Tina Coopersmith. I am your host. I am your change advocate. And I am here celebrating this month of darkness, which could be despair, but instead it's a month where we get to remember that the light comes after the dark, always. We are on the Inspired Choices Network because we are here to inspire you. And my friends, we're talking about pleasure and safety and how pleasure is not, and play, it's not just a reward for working hard. It's essential to your wellness. It's literally how your body repairs, rejuvenates, restores, recovers. Like, you are a self-cleaning oven. This body wants to be well. You were born to be well. Now, you weren't born to be here forever. So, yes, there is aging. But my friends, if you read about what we call the blue zones, there are places on this planet where people are living well into their hundreds. They are vibrant. They are not on gazillion meds. They have not had bionic parts put in their bodies. They have social connections. They are active. They are thriving. They are not living in assisted living and nursing homes. And so this concept that your body breaks down all the time, hogwash. Your body, there was an experiment years ago where they took folks who were older, I think in their 70s, and they put them in a house. It was like a bunch of men put in a house, and they had two groups. And in one group, they took away the walkers and the canes, and they literally lived as if they were 20 years younger. They put news on the TV that was from 20 years earlier, newspapers, magazines, everything. They turned back time for these people, and they spent like a week in this cabin somewhere. And the other, and they told them, act as if you are living your life 20 years ago. And the control group was told to go and reminisce. And so they were living in the present, but they were with people that they could reminisce about 20 years earlier. And in 1 week's time, the people who were living as if they were 50, with everything around them, being surrounded with everything that was in their world when they were 50, they turned the clock back like Benjamin Button. The walkers were gone. The canes were gone. The skin changed. They literally turn back time. And we all know, you look at people as you're walking down the street, or as a physician, I take care of patients. Everybody ages at a different pace, right? And some of that is the environment we're living in. And the environment, my friends, is so much more than the air you breathe and the water you drink. It's the food you eat. Are you eating real food grown on this planet? Or are you eating artificial pretend food that your body doesn't know what to do with? Because food is communication, energy, sustenance, and literally energy for the body. So you need the energy. But what are the thoughts in your head? Are you living in fear mode, or are you living in play and pleasure? And what are the emotions? Are you stuck in anger and rage, despair, depression? Those drain your energy, my friends. And you are literally, life is a bank account of energy. This, we are an energy machine. We got to put the energy in, and then, you know, we're losing energy all the time. Life, yeah, we got to survive in this life. So it's not wrong to have an inner survivor child that is trying to keep you alive. She's brilliant and he is brilliant, and they will be with you from the first breath to the last breath. But how often do we give the reins to that child, that survivor child that came out of the womb terrified? Oh my God, they were warm and cozy and wet, and all their needs were prepared in utero, and suddenly they're birthed. Literally, it's like taking a fish out of water. No joke. We go from a water atmosphere in mom's tummy where all our needs are taken care of us. We are one with our mom. Everything is like we are the prince and the princess in utero. Every need is taken care of. And the minute we're born, we're now cold, and we're in an air environment. We are a fish out of water, and we scream, we breathe and we scream, because it's in that connection that we connect to our mom. We connect to other humans that says, oh my God, I'm alone right now. The minute that cord is cut, survivor child shows up, help me, save me, keep me alive. And she is so important to keep you alive. We're wired for the negative so that we stay alive. And she's brilliant. But she was formed with all the wiring of how to keep you alive when you were still in childhood. And she couldn't really make sense of all the world. And so she just takes the downloads from the society she lives in, the family society she lives in, how she views the world, even from the nervous system that she inherited and the beliefs she inherited from mom and grandma and those around her. My friends, she's brilliant and she's too young and she shouldn't drive the bus. I say put her in the back seat, strap her into her car seat, face backward, know that she is with you if you need her. And I'm going to tell you a story about that in just a second. But your wise sage self said, you survived here and here and here and here. Pleasure, we need 8 positives to balance 1 negative. We need to rest. We need to enjoy. We need to restore. We need to celebrate everything about life. We need to remember that every challenge is actually for us to get bigger, better, stronger. When we go to the gym and lift weights, we breathe and get stronger. When we meditate, we're not meditating to be a good meditator, although maybe the Tibetan monks do that, and that's their excellence. But the rest of us, we're trying to focus on meditating, whether it's on a word or a mantra or a breath or feeling my feet as I walk. And all of a sudden, I notice my mind went elsewhere. In that moment that I bring my mind back online and control my mind and recognize my breath, my body, My presence, my being in the moment, my being embodied in my body and out of my mind is under my control? Well, my friends, that's lifting weights at the gym for exercising the mind and coming back to pleasure. I don't have to go down the rabbit hole of ruminating on the mistake I made. I don't have to go down the rabbit hole of does she like me or not. If I'm alive and breathing, I have survived. So I can make up whatever story I want. That person yelled at me at the checkout counter. Was it personal? Nah, she's probably having a bad day. Maybe something happened in her life. So my boss may be mad at me, and it may have nothing to do with me. It may have to do with what happened in his house or what's happening in the business. And sometimes it is something about the way I have done life. Can I think that he's actually trying to gift me new ways to do life so I succeed? He's not trying to tear me apart. He's trying to give me tools for my growth, my competence, a gift. So sometimes those gifts come in funny packages. Sometimes it comes because they yell at you, because they don't know how to control their own emotions to give you the positive feedback. So they give you the negative feedback with that's not couched in the sandwich of the positive. Okay, that's their issue. Can I find the nugget and stay curious and take the gift of whatever it was they said? That's from my story. So you can get critiqued and you can go down the rabbit hole and feel you're going to fail and you're never going to succeed. Or you can take the gift and go, wow, I made a mistake here. That means it was a mistake. And I get to do a do-over. And I can rewire my brain to make this challenging situation a stepping stone for me to be bigger, better, stronger. So I always tell my friends, my patients, myself, those rocks in my backpack, those are all the experience of in my life. Those are chapter 1, 2, 3, 4. My gosh, my friends, I'm in my 60s. I got 60 years plus of rocks in my backpack that can weigh me down. Or they can be this most beautiful spiral staircase. I can take those same rocks and paint on them and look at them. Oh my gosh, that got me here and then here and then here and then here. Building this spiral staircase so that when the same similar triggers go off in my brain, I go, oh, my 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 5-year-old self acted this way. That's an interesting evolutionary experience. I don't have to believe my 5-year-old self anymore. That little girl who was sent to the corner in first grade because she wanted to join the boys' club and she bit her arm to fit in and she got kicked out and sent to the corner to face the wall and was so shut down and embarrassed and, oh my God, the teacher's going to hate me. My parents are going to yell at me. The boys won't like me. The girls won't like me. When I get critiqued, oh my God, do I shrink to that 5-year-old girl. The girl whose father yelled at her because she wanted ketchup on a hot dog. Oh my gosh. I'm going to die, my nervous system says, because I did something wrong. Well, my friends, at this lovely age of 62, I am looking at that little girl eye to eye and go, girlfriend, those adults hadn't healed and they yelled at you. And that was about them, not about you. If you want ketchup on a hot dog, go put ketchup on a hot dog. If you want to play with the boys, play with the boys. If you want to be a disruptor in a classroom that is conditioning you to think like everybody else, be that disruptor, and that's who I am, my friends. And so at this time, as we go, and I'm going to drink my tea and we take a little breather, ask yourself, how do you feel pleasure in your body? And how can you feel safety in your body? Because when you notice the survivor in you, the little girl in you, and you got her back, you can get back to safety. And then everything, my friends, becomes a new way of looking at life and a new gift for how you can fly, you can soar, you can flow like the river over the waterfall. So let's take a break and meditate on what turns you on, what brings you pleasure.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. If you are enjoying this podcast, please share it with your friends, leave a 5-star review, subscribe, and help spread the word that all I want to do is help people heal and heal themselves through joy, through pleasure, through safety. You can follow me on Dr. Tina Plays. I'll be offering up challenges and coaching modalities in the coming years. So please check in to Dr. Tina Plays. And let's get back to today's such a critical thing is pleasure, play, and safety. And my friends, it's so important to recognize that safety is a felt sense. It's a body sense. It's embodiment. It's not story. We have a story in our head, but the stories can be changed. And so safety is literally what are you feeling in your body? And a lot of times your body is wired to feel a certain way based on past experiences. And they may or may not be true experiences. And I like to say that if you're truly in a life or death situation, your body, I promise you, your body will keep you awake and on guard and make sure that you will be fighting for your life. But 9 times out of 10, it's not survival mode. The body The brain tells you it is, but it's not. And so we constantly have to ask ourselves, if I'm breathing, I'm alive. If I'm alive, am I okay? Do I have to stay in survival mode? Or can I parent myself and wire myself differently? Can I relook at what's going on right now and see it as pleasure and play? Can I stay neutral and therefore have choice of pleasure and play, rest, restore, recover, rejuvenate, or am I literally on guard? And, you know, I think it's really interesting that when people have serious, serious illnesses, sometimes they're in a coma. And people talk about, oh my God, he healed from this coma. She healed from a coma. And I think that coma is literally such a significant protective mechanism. The body shuts down the stories in your head so that the energy that the brain is using to keep your story going actually gets shuttled into embodiment to repair the body. Because the body is fighting for life. And the rumination and the fear actually takes us away from healing. So I'll tell you a silly story, but it was so critical to me. Not too long ago, I was blessed, truly blessed, with an amazing trip to Africa. And of course, the highlight of that trip for me was going on safari. And we got to go on safari. We had to leave at like, I don't know, 5 in the morning to make it to safari. And I did not dress correctly. I was freezing. Now, I knew the sun was going to come up later, but I didn't have a blanket. I didn't have a scarf. I didn't have a jacket. I dressed for the middle of the day, and I was absolutely shivering. Someone had one little scarf. That was it. You know, I should have, they gave us blankets the day before. I didn't think that was a purpose to bring it on the safari. So I'm in this open Jeep, driving around on safari, shivering. And I love nature and I love the outdoors and I'm on vacation and I'm literally sitting there breathing, trying to calm my body down, trying to tell myself, you are safe in this Jeep to have fun. You are here on vacation. Can you chill out? Can you just take in the sights and the sounds and get back to pleasure and play? Well, my friends, I'm shivering, just shivering. And I literally, my body would not completely calm down until the sun warmed me up and I could truly breathe because my body was shivering and keeping me in survival mode so I didn't get frostbite or whatever I could have gotten. I don't know that it was that cold, but I realized in that moment I couldn't will myself back into pure relaxation mode because my body knew it needed to work to keep me alive. I have a story, a very similar story of a patient of mine years ago who had intense anxiety. And she had some desires about having another pregnancy and simultaneously an intense fear that because she had 2 C-sections, something bad was gonna go wrong if she got pregnant again. And she was literally, I wanna be pregnant, but I'm terrified. I wanna be pregnant, but I'm terrified. And lo and behold, she got pregnant. And at 8 weeks of pregnancy, she woke up at 2 in the morning and literally woke her husband up and said, something is wrong. I don't know what it is, but I am dying. We need to go to the hospital. And she rushed to the hospital. They did her vitals. They did an ultrasound. And she was bleeding on the inside. And they called me in and we had to do emergency surgery to stop the bleeding. And we did, and she was fine. And her comments to me, we worked afterwards on the anxiety that was before, during, and after that procedure. She was one of my very first students in a coaching change your mindset program that we did. But she said to me, wow, what a gift that horrible near-death experience was. What a gift this loss of this pregnancy was. It healed her for the rest of her life of crippling anxiety because she trusted her body and she learned when it's life or death, your body will tell you. And now she could tell the difference between story that is not life or death and life or death. And so ironically, something that literally was a life or death situation for her realized all the other things she was anxious about, there was no need to be anxious about. She could celebrate them. She could live in play and pleasure and safety, that her life was for her pleasure, her play, her enjoyment. And she went back to enjoying her children and enjoying her life. And she put so much more pleasure and play into her life. And that energy drain of constant rumination and fear of what's next. Fear of what's next doesn't actually fix the what's next. And it doesn't fix your body. How ironic. It makes your body sicker. We need to go into that rest and digest mode. We need 8 positives to balance 1 negative. Yes, my friends, we are wired for survival and the negatives. It is critical to remember where the lions are hiding on the safari. We do not want to be eaten by a lion. It is not as critical to remember where the roses are blooming. And so we need to schedule those positive experiences in our lives, because those positive experiences in our lives tell us that we are safe to enjoy life. And my friends, if you take it literally to reproduction, right? We literally are wired to know where the lions are hiding. If we are about to reproduce, if we are having sexuality, which is an animal truly surviving for the next generation, we need to reproduce these bodies to keep us alive as a race, as a species, not a race, a species. And we need sexuality for that. Sexuality is sexual pleasure. Sexual pleasure can be very vocal, very orgasmic. And we don't want to be vocal and orgasmic if the lion is going to kill us, if we scream out in pleasure. So when we have pleasure, even the squealing of pleasure from sexuality or from pure joy of laughter and even crying tears of laughter, we are vocal and it tells our bodies we are safe to laugh, to cry, to have an orgasm. And so incredible emotionality and pleasure with all those emotions actually tells your body you're safe. And if you're safe, it means you're safe to reproduce and safe to live. And so do you see how pleasure and safety intertwine? I like to think of them as an infinity eight. And on that note, I want you to focus on pleasure and safety, safety and pleasure, and how they balance each other and help you move out of on guard back into like, I'm chilling on the beach, having a great time with my life. We'll be right back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your host, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And once again, if you are enjoying this, please give us that 5-star review on iTunes. Search for Your Healing Playground. I'll be very grateful, and it will get this word out to more and more people so we can live in pleasure and play and be healthy human beings in healthy community and healthy societies.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your host. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and today we're talking about pleasure and safety and how pleasure and play, along with safety, are intertwined to get our bodies into that repair mode, that rejuvenate mode, that restore mode, that healing mode. Now, I want to bring something up, which I think is important to add to this piece. I want you to prioritize play and pleasure, and I want you to tell the stories that you're safe, but I also want you to parent yourself and not let the little ego survivor child derail you in always making choices about instantaneous pleasure and play. And what I mean by that is sometimes play and parenting ourselves includes making these conscious choices of what's the best way to play that is going to help me leapfrog from level one, level two, level three, and level four. So if I wanted to be a physician and I wanted to play with a career that fulfilled me, body, mind, heart, and spirit, yeah, I had to go through studying, and that meant delayed gratification at times, but that meant my inner parent, my wise sage self, was saying, girlfriend, you need skills. You need skills so you can live the life that you want to live. So I was choosing a career that gave me pleasure. I was choosing to take classes and trainings that lifted my spirits, so that I was playing when I was going to work and I was playing when I was going to school. If you are meant to be a singer or a dancer, you know, not everybody has to go to traditional school. And maybe your parents homeschool you so you learn how to read and write and have financial literacy and have emotional literacy and literally parent yourselves, but you are living in your life, in, again, knowing who you are, what is your dharma, what are you meant to do on this planet, so that your work becomes your play. And that sometimes entails making choices. Again, you want to be a singer or a dancer, you got to learn how to sing. You got to take lessons. You got to learn how to dance. You got to practice your craft. And so while your friends are out Friday night and they're maybe doing drugs or maybe they're studying chemistry and you're busy at the studio dancing, maybe you want to be an accountant and you really got to learn about numbers. Maybe you want to be a professor. You got to learn what you excel at. So it's about knowing what turns you on. What is your essence? What are you here to give to the world? Because you came into this world with a meaning and a purpose, and you matter on this planet. Are you meant to be a nurse or a doctor or a teacher or a musician or a writer or an artist? If you are meant to do those things, then you are playing when you're going to work. And so work becomes pleasure, not drudgery. And so I invite you to not to make the distinction between the choice of what gives you pleasure, and it's not always instantaneous gratification. Sometimes this will give me even more intense pleasure later. So I am going to schedule my day so I get it all. So it is critical to put play and pleasure and rest and recovery and sleep and recuperation and all of those healing modalities into your day. You need to rest when you eat. You need to sleep, but you also need to move. So how do you want to move, right? It's not about going under the covers and saying, I get pleasure lying in bed doing nothing. That's your inner ego going, I'm kind of dead and I'm not getting out of bed. So I just invite you to play with what would bring you a little bit of pleasure today and how can I get there? Because your body's always going back to pleasure. And so if you are living in angst, anger, victimhood, depression, people pleaser mode, learn that your body's getting some pleasure out of that. And uncover under the covers, how are you getting pleasure out of things that seem to drain your energy? And so again, I call it existential kink because it's fizzing out where your body is wired to get pleasure from things that you say are draining. So I want you to play with that. Next week, we're going to dive more once again into pleasure and learning what turns you on, what lights you up, because my friends, then you can design the career of your dream. You can design the hobby of your dream. You can figure out which friends vibrate with you and how you want to live your life. Because you become the five people you hang around. Your zip code determines your health span, not just your lifespan, but your health span. And so you want to bring pleasure into your life. You want the people around you to support you. You want to play with them in ways that lifts your energy up. You want to get curious about what drains your energy. You want to feel in your body all the emotions, because despair can become anger and rage, and that can motivate you to change this world for the better. We had way too much violence this weekend. My friends, people are living in angst and despair and depression, and they are not motivating themselves to become bigger, better, civilized people. There was way too much murder this weekend that we heard on the news. That's not living in pleasure and play, my friends. That's living in inner ego survivor angst. We must change. We must help people heal. We must help them help themselves. We must love one another. We must connect. We must imagine a world that is light and love. And we must evolve. And we start it one human at a time. Please heal yourself. Heal your inner child. Change the wiring to love this life and love everybody else and let them have a chance to live their life. So you get a chance to live yours. Celebrate, my friends. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Always is. Please get help if you need it. Live your life with pleasure and safety and joy. I'm signing off from me to you. I want you to play with this one special life. Find your friends. Find your support world. They're
if you
there.
Felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.